Brother Coyote and Brother Cricket, from a book called I'll Tell You a Tale by J. Frank Dobie. One summer evening about sundown, a coyote trotting across the plain put his foot down on a tuft of grass wherein a cricket was singing, Sereno en aquellos campos, serene in those fields. The cricket jumped out and cried, But Brother Coyote, why are you destroying my palace? I really didn't know that you lived here until you exposed yourself, the coyote said. You are crude and you insult me, the cricket said. He was ready to spring away. Insult you, the coyote jeered. Why, you dwarf, I'm merely seeking my living, and now I have you, and I'm going to eat you up. I had rather have a red watermelon or a fat kid, but I eat a cricket with a grasshopper when it's handy. Maybe you will fill the hollow of one of my molars. But Brother Coyote, the cricket said, now in his soothing way, it's not fair. The coyote sat down on the carpet of grass. Brother Cricket, he said, you know that when nature offers itself, it is fair for nature to accept. But Brother Coyote, you haven't given me a chance. Chance! Exclaimed the coyote. What sort of chance do you expect? I want to fight a duel. You fight a duel with me? Said the coyote, laughing. Yes, fight a duel with you, the coyote said. If I win, then my song will go on. If you win, then I'll fill the hollow of one of your respectable teeth. The coyote looked away off across the plain and saw a crow flying down in play at the waving tail of a striped skunk. Well, he said, perhaps the people need a comedy. All right, we'll have your duel, Brother Cricket. Oh, thank you very much, Brother Coyote. Now I sit here trembling at the sight of your armor and weapons, the coyote said, but go on and name your terms. It is agreed, said the cricket. You go and get your army together, and I will go and get my army together. Tomorrow, when the sun is straight overhead, you will have your army on the prairie just above the water called the Tank of the Seven Coons, and I will have my army in the thicket in the draw just below the dam to that tank. On the hour we shall engage in mortal combat. That is clear, General Cricket, said the coyote. Until tomorrow at high noon. Adios. Adios, General Coyote. That night, General Coyote went east and west, north and south, summoning in high voice his forces to gather on the prairie above the Tank of the Seven Coons. He summoned the lobo, the badger, the tiger of the deep canyon, the panther of the rim rock, the wildcat of the chaparral, the coon, the possum, the sharp fox, and all the other people with claws and teeth. And in a sing-song, General Cricket also summoned his forces. The horse flies, the mosquitoes, the honeybees, the bumblebees, the yellow jackets, the black hornets, and even a colony of red ants. All the people that have stingers and can stick. He told them to gather in the thicket in the draw below the Tank of the Seven Coons. Long before high noon, the people of the Fang and Claw were assembling on the prairie above Water Tank. General Coyote was trotting about, looking this way and that way, smelling and listening. The sun stood straight up and still. He could not see one sign of General Cricket's army. Finally, he called the fox and ordered him to scout out the position of the enemy. With his long nose pointed ahead, his ears alert and his eyes peeled, the fox went trotting down the draw. General Coyote was watching him. When he came to the edge of the thicket, the fox flattened to the ground and began twisting into the bush. Just as he was poking his keen snout into a clump of white brush to see and smell more closely, General Cricket ordered a battalion of black hornets to assault him. They did all at once. They stuck their stingers into his ears, into his corners of his eyes, into his nostrils, into his flanks, into every spot of the body where a hair is short and skin is tender. He snapped and pitched, but only for a minute. He turned 17 somersaults on the ground, and the black hornets came thicker. Then he streaked for the water tank. He dived to escape the assaulters and went into the bottom. But in a minute, he had to come back up for air. Then, sticking his long, long mouth out of the water, he cried at the top of his voice, "General Coyote, retreat! The enemy are upon us!" General Cricket had already ordered the Yellow Jackets to attack the army of giants on the prairie, and the war cries of the bumblebees were in the air. "Retreat!" the fox shrieked again. General Coyote tucked his tail between his legs and retreated, and every soldier in the army tucked his tail and retreated in, all except the bobcat. He retreated without tucking his tail. That is how General Cricket won the duel with General Coyote. Thus, a person should avoid being vainglorious and considering himself shrewder than he is. He may be outwitted by his own vanity.